You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Foljam and Anita Marks with you here, getting you ready for week two in the National Football League, which kicks off on Thursday night. Giants and the Washington football team from D.C. Anita, we're going to attack this game from every which angle. Of course, some props will be discussed. Let's start with the side and the total. How are you feeling about this? It's been moving around three and a half. The total is super low at 40 and a half. Do you have a lean on a side or a total when these two teams match up Thursday night?
Yeah, so I think this game could go either way. Okay. I think Washington could win by three in a field goal, or Washington could blow the Giants out. So for a number of reasons. And by the way, I love the fact that Chase Young has nicknamed Heinicke Big Tay. So I'm rolling with Big Tay. I love it. Okay. Now, obviously he's the outlier. I can tell you this. I've spoken to a number of scouts who scouted Heinicke out of Old Dominion, and all of them were in awe of his athleticism, his shuttle time, his cone drills, all that. He put up like cornerback times. Okay. So that's how athletic. Also, I'm told the dude could punt. So he's just beyond athletic, right? Now, both defenses, from what I understand, are really upset with how they both played in week one. So they're looking to rebound. You know, obviously the Giants defense made Teddy B look like Joey M. Now, where the Giants have a huge disadvantage is their offensive line. It's a complete mess. I'm going to break that down when we talk about prop bets and what I do like with Daniel Jones tonight. But and I do expect Barkley to be on a pitch count. So with all that said, I'm playing Washington at the half minus 2.5. I'm going to play Washington minus 2.5 with an alternate spread. It's minus 150 at Caesars. But as always, I like to tell people, look for a better price elsewhere if you can. I'm playing an alternate team game total under 42.5. And again, you could get that at minus 145 at Caesars, but look for the best price. And also, I'm going to play a two-team, 6.5-point teaser where I'm teasing Washington up to plus 3.5. I like that I'm getting the hook in the teaser, and I'm taking the Browns at minus 6. And you could get that at minus 130.
Yeah, I like the way that you're attacking this game, specifically with the spread being 3.5. That hook is just – oh, you don't want to have to deal with that. I agree with your assessment that the Washington football team either wins a close game by a field goal or they blow out the New York football Giants for many of the reasons you said. The mismatch with the Giants O-line versus the Washington football team front seven comes to mind first and foremost. So my favorite bet is the one you mentioned about just finding a spread underneath a field goal. And the way to do that is in the first half, minus 2.5 in the first half. So the football team just needs that lead by a field goal at the break. And I think they can get there based on that defense and Heinicke being, as you said, a very good athlete and not really much of a step down in my eyes from Ryan Fitzpatrick. So really like what you're doing there with the first half. That's exactly the play that I'm going to have. Washington football team minus 2.5 at the break. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes, by the way, the props. And you went 8-6 on last week's Thursday podcast. Mike Evans, the big bust, but still 8-6. You will take each and every time you run out there. So open up that menu there and give the people, feed them.
Yeah, so again, this is how I'm looking at game script, right? And I mentioned the Giants offensive line. And just to bring you up to speed, Nate Solder is horrible. Lemieux, he's on IR now because of a knee injury. So what happens? Will Hernandez, by the way, should not be playing right guard. He should be playing left guard. He's played left guard his entire life. That's like me asking you at this stage in the game in your life, hey, Tyler, start riding with your left hand. if you are start writing with your right hand, if you've been writing with your left hand your whole life. Now, what happens with Lemieux out? Well, what I'm hearing is that the Giants are going to move Gates to guard and Billy Price, who they traded for, is going to come in and play center. Price hasn't even been with the team for longer than 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? And PFF has him ranked as the third worst center out of 86 centers in the NFL. And he has to go up against Payne. Good luck with that. So, Daniel Jones, over 20 and a half rushing yards. Dude's going to be running for his life tonight. Also, I like the over in 5.5 sacks, total sacks in the game. I would be surprised if Washington gets 5 against
themselves, right?
In that offensive line to begin with. So that's one of them. Do you want me to run through mine or you want to go back and forth?
I'll throw a few out there. We can kind of ping pong a little bit because I think, again, okay, we're creating very similar game scripts here on how this game is going to go. You mentioned Taylor Heinicke up the top. I will jump right out and get all over Heinicke over 20 and a half rushing yards. It's coming up a little bit. It's 19 and a half now, -110, 19 and a half. So I've seen it kind of oscillating between 18, 19, 20. Now it's back down to 19 and a half. But you mentioned Heinicke's athleticism. I really think that's something he's going to lean into against a pretty good New York Giants defense as well. So if they create some pressure, he has the ability to off script turn a potential negative play into a positive play. And I could even see one, maybe two design runs for Heinicke on some boot action, things like that. So I really do like one of my favorite props, him being over 19 and a half rushing yards. Anything on Heinicke or that Washington offense you got?
Washington offense wise, I love Logan Thomas. I talked to Bram Weinstein, who's part of the Washington broadcast team. And he said, you know, they love Logan Thomas and they make such an effort in getting him into the game plan. So I love Logan Thomas scoring a touchdown at +240. You can get him to score 2 touchdowns, Tyler, at 16-1, boo.
Ooh.
Logan, how about that? I like Logan Thomas scoring a touchdown and Washington winning at +380. He's going to be a huge part of this offense. 3 for 30 and a touchdown in week 1. And oh, by the way, the 2 games that Heinicke started previously last year, guess what? Both games, Thomas scored a touchdown. Also, I like Antonio Gibson being utilized in the passing attack. So I like him over 2.5 receptions. He played 65% of the snaps in week 1. He got 5 targets. So those are in regard to Washington prop bets. Those are the 2 players I'm eyeing.
Yeah, I do like Logan Thomas. I mean, he's out there almost, you know, 100% of the snaps. He's rarely coming off the field. Mm-hmm. A big body, you know, 6'5", 6'6", tight end that they use in the red zone. That's how he caught the TD in week 1. So I am telling what you're putting down there. And Gibson, even though he split some time with J.D. McKissick, when he is out there, they are getting him the football because he's such a dynamic playmaker, whether it is turning around and handing off or using him in the pass game. And I think that's something Heinicke might be more prone to do than even Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Heinicke might use the check down, the dump offs to the flat to his running back on first and second down more so than Fitzpatrick, who's pretty aggressive on the early downs, trying to push the ball downfield to guys like Thomas and scary Terry McLaurin F1. On the Giants side, I'm looking for unders here. Obviously, again, the game script that we're trying to create was that the Washington football team defense is going to be the central piece to them winning this football game. So I'm trying to find unders. And, of course, you have it in your notes about Saquon Barkley. If you can find anywhere Saquon Barkley props posted, I think under is the right way to go. I don't see any here on Caesars, but you mentioned that FanDuel might have it available. Just check and see if anyone has Barkley posted for rushing yards, rushing and receiving yards. Under is the play. Think about this, Anita. He has just played his first game in a year, coming off a major ACL, you know, knee reconstruction, and then immediately after that first game in a year has the short rest for a Thursday night game. So he was already on a pitch count week 1. I can't imagine that he sees as many or more snaps in week 2 than he did in week 1. That just wouldn't make any sense whatsoever for the New York Giant football team. So I think he is really going to be scaled back because of the short rest, and then maybe week 3 is when we can attack over for Saquon because we'll have the extra rest for that knee. But this is just such a dangerous spot to try and bank on anything having to do with Saquon Barkley since he is just returning from that knee injury.
Yeah, so I've been scouring all over to find under rushing yards. And you could get them at FanDuel at 49 and a half at -113. But I'm sure as we get closer to game time, I'm sure all the books are going to have them once it's confirmed Saquon's going to be active. So just keep an eye on it. Another one that I like, because Saquon, obviously, he's not going to be 100%. I do believe he's going to be on a pitch count. I said Lemieux, offensive lineman, is on IR. He's one of their best blocking linemen. So I think they're going to have a problem running the football against Washington. I like Sterling Shepard over a half a rushing yard. This is why. In the last two seasons, he's had – last year he played 12 games. He had 6 carries last season. The year before that, he played 15 games. He had 6 carries. Like, I think they're going to have to get creative against this Washington football team. And with them, I think coming in and being as aggressive, how do you counter that? It's screen passes. It's reverses. So I think this is a sneaky good play tonight. And that's Shepard just getting 1 yard at +115. Yeah. Also, he played 65% of his snaps out of the slot with Slayton and Galladay on the outside. And so I'm looking at quick hits for him. So I like over 5.5 receptions for Shepard as well. And last but not least, a little nugget for you again from Bram Weinstein. I had him on my radio show this week. Benjamin St. Just is one of their corners, or one of their DBs, and he was just toasted by Herbert and the Chargers last week. He might, I have a feeling they're going to put Fuller on Galladay. And I think that Slayton is going to have that St. Just matchup. And if that's the case, I like over 35.5 receiving yards for Slayton tonight, because that's going to be the mismatch on the outside.
All right. We didn't really talk about the total, but it scares me because you have a quarterback in Daniel Jones that can turn the ball over and that can help the over. But I know defenses are going to dominate this game. I will say it's a really tight number. I'll say we get a 21-17 or 24-17 victory for Washington. So one of those scores would put you under, one would put you over. That's why I'm staying away from that one, despite it being so low and the defense is dominating. It scares me that Danny Jones could provide to the total by giving the rock to the Washington football team. That's it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you need as promised. Please do us a favor and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Week 2 is here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Daily Wager Podcast.